Tell me the first thing that pops into your head when I say these words. Javier Castellano, five-time Traverse Stakes winner.
It's unbelievable the way you say, you know, because you don't realize this. That's a kind of, I mean, remarkable achievement. By the time you go through it, the moment, you know, every single is driving, and you don't realize it till you get to the point, say, you back up a little bit, oh, my God, win fifth. Traverse, I mean, it's amazing because you work so hard, you put a lot of into to get to this point. And you go through the moment, you go through the emotion, and you don't realize it to the point when you back up a little bit and sit down and think of what I did in the past. That's what I feel right now. When I went my first Traverse, I was really excited. I couldn't beat it that time, American Faro. And after that, I won the race. And I was excited. Wow, great race. I'm so happy. But you go through the emotion, you still didn't realize it. That's for real.
Let's look back on those five victories. And let's start with Bernardini. That was your first one back in 2006. Take me through that race. And when I say the name Bernardini in Traverse Stakes, what thoughts come to mind?
It was amazing. I really enjoyed my moment. Because in the past, I rode a horse in the Preakness. And I win my first Triple Crown, and I couldn't celebrate. It was different emotions because Barbara got hurt that day. And tried to celebrate one part, and the other one, it was kind of sad because see Barbara on the ground. But then you go to the Traverse, this different scenario, different moment. You win the first Traverse ever in your career. I say, wow, I enjoy. I'm so excited, happy. I couldn't sleep that night. I say, I don't know if I can do it again. Well, at least I have my record, you know, winning the Traverse for at least one. It was great. It was a great moment with Bernardini. It was a great horse to be around and very fortunate.
Do you remember the feeling when you crossed the finish line that day and what that was like for you?
I don't remember the passing wire, but I do remember Tour de France. I remember something like right now. I go through my mind, the horse, he got great acceleration. When I asked the horse to go for it, he responded so quick and so fast. I was so excited to win my first Traverse.
It's a huge crowd here on Traverse Day. You said you mentioned turning for home and what that moment was like. Do jockeys hear the crowd and feel the excitement and feed off of that like a lot of athletes will do?
Yeah, absolutely. We heard the song. Especially Traverse, you know, a lot of people around and Tour de France, a lot of people laying out by the rail, by the 3 April. And you heard these people screaming. I don't know if they're screaming me or screaming somebody else, but I say, wow, does it feel so good? And especially when you ask the horse, it responded. And you knew in that time, I'm going to go my first Traverse. It was amazing.
4 years later, you come back with a Fleet Express. You win your second Traverse that year. Tell me about that day.
It was truly, truly emotion because it was so tough. It was a ride like a dead heat photo finish. And you don't know if I win the race, I pass the wire. And it was good and bad because those moments you want to know the answer right away. It takes a little while to realize who won the race. And I come back and I remember I see Jose Lescano's face. He looked at me. We all really intense, and we don't know what to do. But at the same time, I don't want to go back and see the board. And everything go through my mind. I hope I can win the race. I hope. And, of course, when they popped the numbers and my number was in top, and I feel so bad to look at Jose Lescano because, you know, you don't want to be in that position, you know. It could be myself and be in that spot. But, hey, that's the whole race. It's competitive. We both put a lot of effort to win and be very lucky to win the race.
All right, take me through the next year. Stay Thirsty comes along in 2011. Tell me about that day.
I was pretty much confident with the horse. They picking top the horse. It was 2-1. I think I knew the horse he can do it. And it was a small field. I think I had a lot of confidence. I think I knew I can get it done this race. And mentally, I was very possible. I think I knew it's going to win the race. And it's that kind of horse you have to ride. And I rode kind of aggressive a little bit with him. And it ran amazing that day.
2014. It was VE Day, your second win for trainer Jimmy Jerkins.
Wow, that horse, nobody expected to. Jimmy Jerkins had two horses in that time, and they had the favorite. My horse come from behind horse. I give you a lot of opportunity to let him develop and let him get this try. And I believe me, I rode that race to just to give it the best opportunity to the horse to finish. And turn the phone and I say, oh, I think I have a chance. When I ask the horse, he responded quick and I say, oh, I'm gonna get it. Turn the phone and the top of the stretch, I ride so hard, right. And when I see those two horses, they start backing out slowly. And just to ride in the wire, but so great acceleration the way he did it the whole. And I knew I won the race. As soon as the wire, I celebrate. And it was kind of close. Then I come by, see the replay. I said, wow, can you imagine I would be get there in that moment? It would be awful. But, I mean, I knew I can feel I won the race when that great acceleration he did, the great kick, his strong, powerful kick he did. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Jimmy's dad, late Hall of Famer Alan Jerkins, was known as the giant killer because of all the upsets that he was able to pull off. Many of those here at Saratoga. Last year, you got to be the giant killer, knocking off Triple Crown winner American Pharoah with Keen Ice. Take me through that race.
I remember every time, the more I see the paper, I say, I can be the horse. I like to be passer. I like to be, but nothing wrong with second place behind American Fire. I say, let me start handicapping. But more I see, I decide, you know what, let me close the program and focus in the race. I'm not going to handicap the race. I just want to give it the best ride of the horse to get something out of there. And when I see Frosty, he went after American Fire, and at least somebody had to put pressure. And turn of on, you know, I ride so hard and try to get to me at least second place because I can see America Faro start open up, start get about 2-3 lane. I say, ah, I'm not gonna catch it, man. It's just gonna go. But the more getting go far, the more getting closer, the more pass it, I say, but when soon it passes the 16 pole, I say, yes, I got it. And it was a thrill emotion because to be American Father, one of the best horses, the greatest horses I ever see in my life.
All right, let's turn our attention to this year for a minute. It's going to be Destin. Comes out of a third place finish in the Jim Dandy, only beaten about a length and a half. Ran a big, big race. At least I thought he did. How about your thoughts?
Well, Destin, he ran a great race. He came from the Belmont, such a great race. And now the Jim Dandy was the prey. I like it the way he does every time. You know, every time he performs, he always consistent. You know, he never disappoints. I know it's a big field, 14 horses. I never see anything like that before the travel, too many horses together. But this is a whole race you have to ride, and hopefully that horse you put a great performance today.
How does a 14-horse field change your approach when you're getting ready for the Travers?
Everything changes. Sometimes it changes for good, sometimes it changes for bad, because a lot of expectation, you know, you handicap the race, you want to put in the better spot in the race. But it's get crowded, you know, in the first turn, you know, you don't see too many horses usually. I know we get used to 20 horses in Churchtown. You know, it's a little more wide open here, a little more tight corner. And you have to be aware to put in good spot in the race. Hopefully you have a clean trip. And I think you lean out sometimes a little bit about luck. You have to be a good luck in the trip and hopefully get it done.
All right, put me in the saddle with you on Saturday afternoon without giving away your strategy here on the radio. What's the key to getting win number 6 in the Travers with Destin?
Well, I believe you have to be prepared. You know, hopefully the horse will break good at the game. Get in good spot. I think the main goal, you get a good spot at the game. And the first time you have to be in good position. And I hope the horse start developing himself, because when you ended out too far by, it's hard to pass 14 horses on the phone. You got to be super, super horse to do that. And you don't want to go wide, too, because you lose a lot of ground. I think the key, you get a good position, good spot in the race, hopefully everything will work out.
If he wins on Saturday, are we going to get to see a picture of Javier Castellano holding up 6 fingers?
I hope so. That's what I'm looking for. I never stop dreaming. You know, I want to be one of the best, and they all do it here. They all want to win more races. This is cool about this game. And more you win it, the more you like it. And it's the greater.